Begin transmission.
And if you're hearing my voice, it must mean that it's 1930 UTC, because it is. Check your clock. My name is Tobe, and this is the Dubious Goals Committee. The dubious goal on today's agenda is Golden Hour at Herrenhaven. Yes, you heard me correctly. Welcome to another edition of Budget Nature Adventures, the Golden Hour edition. It's 30 minutes before sunset local time. I'm looking into the dragonfly pond. I'm at Herrenhaven. And the water level's down a little bit. And we've got lots of little froggy trails, but I don't see any frogs. Oh, yes, I do. There's one. Many, many frogs. It's warm out here. It was hot all day. Wait. Oh, I smell something. We gotta keep our eyes open. It was hot all day. I had to have my air conditioner on for a few hours. I think it's probably around 80 degrees Fahrenheit right now. And I'm just walking up the path in the forest looking for stuff. Like, what's that? Like something in there, I can't tell what it is. Oh, I think it's a stump. This is when everything looks like a marmot because the light is low and at a low angle and everything is hiding. But this is a good time for animal dinner time, so we're gonna look for dudes. I can smell something. I can't quite make it out. If I had to guess, and I do, I would say it is either a muskrat, well, no, or a deer. I'm past it. I think it's back there still. All right, well, let's get up here and see if we can find any other stuff. Like, what's that over there? Oh, nothing. That's just a goose sitting down. I thought it was some other kind of dude. Oh, walking by the sub pond here. Oh, not much going on. Just some minor frog action. And that one goose sitting over there. She's just wondering what's going on. She's thinking, who's that guy talking to? All right. So, that means that onto the boardwalk we go. And to my right are lots of cattails. Growing. They are now 4 feet or taller. Call it 1.25 meters. All right. And now we are over the water. I'm gazing down into the soup. And that's just lots of soup. I don't see any snappers. And looking out into the waters, I don't even see any dudes hanging out. What's over here? Nothing. Still looking in the soup. And I'm not finding any dudes. All right, well, I suppose our only recourse is to walk out to the end of the boardwalk. See if there's anybody out there. Oh, there's two geese over there. I can see them from here. They're sitting around where those little fishies like to hang out. So I'm real curious as to what's going on over there. They don't eat fishies. Oh, there's also some weird bubbles where that goose was. What's going on here? This is very weird. I've never seen anything like this before. It just looks like the water's boiling. but only in one little spot. Weird. And as I get closer to it, it kind of dies down a little bit. There must be some fishies in there. It's right over that little channel, so... Well, it's still bubbling. How odd. How odd indeed. All right, so, hi, yeah, there's these two geese. They're just hanging out and honking. Yeah, hi. All right, I'm now officially at the end of the boardwalk. I'm looking way over to the other side of the lake. I see nothing. There's no geese. There's no duckies. There's no herons. But I did see a fish jump out of the water. Okay, that's good. This is really weird. I'm just turning 360 degrees, and the only thing I can see are these two geese that you can hear behind me. This is weird. There's no geese here. Why are there no geese here? Very peculiar. Oh, and there's lots of little fishies in the shallow area. They're swimming around. Oh, they're getting a little bit too excited. They see me and they go running. Well, not running so much as swimming rapidly. Fish don't have legs. What are you honking at? Okay, see you later. Those geese are leaving. Oh, maybe they're not leaving. They're just going to the other side. All right, yeah, whatever. See you later. That strangely bubbling area is still bubbling a little bit. Huh. Well, we'll have to keep watching that. There's also the possibility that that's just decaying matter outgassing, but I've never seen it do it that long, or that strongly, or that much. Never seen it at that amplitude or quantity. You know, this is one just giant decay pit. All the leaves and everything and all the goose poop fall into the pond, sinks to the bottom, the stuff decays, creates lots of gases as it decays, and then eventually you see little bubbles bubbling up. That's a very common sight, but geez, I'm looking back there and that area is still bubbling. How odd. Oh, here come two more geese. They're over by the weir. They're being very loud. Very obnoxious. Oh, and they're running down the weir jetty like a jet runway, and they've attacked those other two geese. Oh, there's some big goosey conflict over there. Yeah. You don't mess with those guys. All right, well, perhaps we shall leave them to their battles. I'm walking off the end of the boardwalk. Well, almost. Ooh, there's some fresh tracks. What kind of... Oh, those are, Oh, wait a second. Is that a marmot track? Or is that a... Is that a possum track? See, that one looks like a possum track, but that one looks like... I suppose we could be seeing both, because two animals could walk there without any issues whatsoever. And here's some geese flying in from overhead. Okay, so maybe the geese are coming back. All the geese might have been over at the golf course having snacks. Because when I drive here, I can see that golf course. And there's always geese out on the fairways chomping. So they must go over there to eat, and then they fly back over here to go night-night. All right, well... I'm not going to take this path. I'm going to take a minor shortcut and walk along the side of the sub pond here. I'm going to look for tracks. Yeah, there's some little tracks here and there. Oh, that's a raccoon track for certain. Oh, here's a big froggy. Hi, Mr. Big Frog. Yeah, a lot of raccoon tracks here. That means we should be seeing raccoons pretty soon. I'm surprised I haven't seen one here yet. They're often one of the first animals I see. And I have seen one this year. I've seen a couple this year, but not here. I've seen a couple on my back porch because that's where they like to come and say hi and talk to Pippa, my cat. Uh-oh, I heard a bee. There he is. Come here. Oh, Whenever you get to the bees, then they fly away. They're all scaredy. Oh, I'm never gonna get to record a bee. Oh, but we're gonna try. Because bees are good. I'm walking up the yummy smelling path. But, yeah, it doesn't smell quite as good as it used to. All of the little flowers are starting to lose their scent. Oh, here's a bee down by my foot. Okay, Mr. Bee, come here. Come here. He's flying around my head. Oh, and he just went up, and he's gone. Ah, dang it. We got to find some bees to talk to. Find out what's going on in Bee Town. All right, so I'm at the wall blind looking out. And hey, there's some geese. There's two geese standing on the log in the back of the billabong. Hi, geezers. One of them's looking at me. I'll wave. Hi. He's very happy to see me. And I'm walking through the forest. And I'm at that spot where the ridge gets really high. It's really hard to describe if you're not actually here. But there's nothing up there. What about over here? I don't hear anything. I don't smell anything. Well, I can kind of smell these flowers. But these flowers are losing their pungency. All right. Let's look down into Turtle Reproduction Bay, or I should say Snapper Reproduction Bay. This is the bay in which snappers like to make baby snappers. And baby snaps are good. Where'd he go? Where'd he go? You know, I can hear them buzz by my head and then they just disappear. I like bees. Alright, let's head down into the blind here, see what we can find. I can kind of see out into the water now. Although the trees are greening up and it's becoming difficult to see anything from this vantage point. So let's just get down into the blind itself here. And here we are, in the blind. Who's out here? There's some waves in the water. Where did these little waves come from? Oh, there's a couple geese over there. There's no turtles on the tree that has fallen into the water. There's, oh, half a dozen geese out on Goose Island. But I don't see any duckies. I don't see any striders. Oh my god. Oh my god. This is hilarious. Okay, I can see something. I'm just sitting in the blind and I'm looking directly straight out across the water, and way over there on the other bank is a deer. A white-tailed deer just standing on the edge of the water. And now she kind of turned. She's eating. Okay, I've got to get a camera ready because she just got in the light. And damn it, of course, right when I pull the camera out of my pocket and start getting it ready, she disappears. She has sort of gone behind a tree. Dang it. Now I wonder if she's going up the hill or if she's just trying to make her way back around and down. We're going to stand here for a minute and watch that area. Dang it! That wouldn't have been the best photo, but at least you would have been able to tell it was a deer. God, I'm not having good camera luck lately. That just kind of horks me off. All right, I've reacquired her. I can see the deer has moved up the hill. And this is technically somebody's backyard. There's a few properties that butt up against this border of Herrenhaven. And she is now sort of at the top of the hill. And she's munching on some bushes and stuff. Is she looking at me? Can she hear me all the way over here? I'm going to take a picture from here. She's looking right at me. But she is about 120 meters away. Up on the ridge, She's in the light. She can be seen fairly well. And she's just, now she's just, yeah, she's just looking down into the water here now. And I know what street that is, and there's an empty lot next to one of those houses. I could probably drive over there and run into that deer, but I don't want to at this time. She's just still just standing there. For a second there, I thought she was thinking about coming back down to the water's edge, but no, apparently not. I'm also thinking that if there's one deer in here, there might be more. So, a squirrel just ran by the deer, and she's like, wait, what's that? Now she's out of my sight again. She's hiding behind a bush. Now she's still walking along the top of the hill there. And now she's out of sight again. She might be coming back down. Yeah, well, no. I saw her there between the trees for a second. I'm not sure. Let's stay here and keep watching for a few minutes, see what happens here. Well, our deer has not reappeared. And I think I know where she went. She might be over there in that empty lot that I was talking about, which also borders one of the springs that feeds these ponds. So I have a feeling she's over there in the spring area because it's nice and wooded and you can hide back there. It's a little close to the road though, so that's one of the reasons I kind of don't want to go over there. I don't want to spook that deer into running out onto the road, so very interesting. All right, well, there's not much else going on here in the blind, so let's turn around and head on out and head up the little stairs here, and let's walk around in the loop, see if there's anybody up here. Maybe we'll spot some more deers. Maybe we'll spot somebody else. Maybe we'll find some bees. Let's find out. Big bee, big bee. Ah, dang it. He went right by my arm. I thought he was going to bump into me. He's flying real slow. I thought he was going to be the one, but no. All right, we're coming up onto the spot where we got to look for the scarlet cups. It hasn't rained since the last time we looked, so I doubt we're going to find any. But you never know. We found brown cups yesterday. Maybe we'll find some scarlets today. Nope. Not seeing any. All right. I'm working my way up to the top of the loop. And boy, there's not much going on up here either. Let's start walking down the hill and start working our way out of here. Okay, this is weird. I can hear a bee. Oh, I see him. All right. I'm gonna put the microphone right up to him. He's on a flower. Awesome. So I stuck the microphone up by him while he was drinking out of the flower. Then he flew away. I hope we got that on tape, even though there is actually no tape involved here. And as I walk down this hill, I think I can see something interesting on us. Yep, okay. I'm looking at a stick that's on the ground here. And there's about a million baby spiders that just hatched. And they're tiny. They're about 1 millimeter in diameter. And there's hundreds in this little cluster of web. I get to see this about once a year in here. Whatever spiders they are, those are. They like to reproduce here. And sometimes I take a picture, sometimes I don't. I did not in this case because, well, the photograph wouldn't have been that good. I couldn't get a good angle, etc., etc. So you'll have to wait to see that another time. All right, let's keep moving. Keep wending our way through here. Keep my eyes open. looking for dudes. Also looking for bees. Now, where are all the dudes at? Well, I'm glad we got to see a deer. Wonder when we're gonna see some of our other favorite quadrupeds, like snoodlers, sometimes known as raccoons, or foxes. Whoa, big bee, where is he? Dang it, some bee just snuck up behind me, gave me a buzz, and then disappeared. Dang it. This is when I wish they still made my old hairspray. Back a long time ago, before I had super long hair, I had short but still very stylish hair, and I used this one kind of hairspray. And not only did it work very good, but it also smelled really good. In fact, it smelled so good that it attracted bees. And I would always have, I'd go out and somewhere and there'd be bees flying around my head looking for the flowers that smelled so good, only to find out that it's really just my, wait, there's one, where'd he go? I heard him and then he stopped. When they stop instantly, it means they've landed and are stopped flying. Where did he go? I cannot find him. These bees are very, very tricky bees. Yo, whoa, there went another big one. And he's moving way too fast. All right, I want to go back up here towards the front. I've got a theory. You know, when I was walking up here earlier, a mere 15 minutes ago, I could smell something. And I do know that up here there's a spot where deer like to bed down and rest for the evening. And so that could have been the smell of a deer sitting there. Now I gotta go eat bugs. But it also occurred to me that, you know, this is the area in which there's a big marmot den. And this marmot den is the one that gets taken over by foxes every once in a while, every couple years. And now I'm wondering if there's foxes in that den, and that's what I'm smelling. I can't smell it right now, though. And this is as close as I can get to the den, but between a couple of fallen trees and some large branches, I can know, and all the underbrush is now grown up, it's a meter tall. I cannot see back to that den. A couple years ago when we had foxes in there, the baby foxes would play just outside and you could just stand here and watch baby foxes frolic. That was awesome. Now I can't smell whatever it was I was smelling before. And this is where I was when I smelled it. You know, it's possible that I smelled that deer. That deer we saw could have been over here and moved, although, yeah. Jeez. Yeah, I don't see anything back there. I can't smell anything anymore either. Well, I can smell some of those bushes, but I don't smell any animals. All right. Let's head out. I'm pretty much back to my car, or I will be in about another 20 steps. Let's get in the car. Let's drive up on Manderson Street and hook around to see if we can spot that deer. All right, into the car we go. Okay, through the magic of radio, I'm now somewhere else. I've driven around to the other side of Herrenhaven. And behind me is an apartment complex and there's some houses. And to my immediate left is one of the springs. And to my immediate right is the backyard that deer was in. And I'm now facing a lot that looks down into Herrenhaven. And I'm not sure, but I believe that this is Herrenhaven property. It was recently given to Herrenhaven. And I think it was owned by this apartment complex. Regardless, I don't see my deer, but I'm not in the best place. There's a hill right there. She could be just on the other side of that. There's this spring. There's this little ravine right by the street here. I'm pretty much at the corner of 114th Ave and Evans Street, according to those street signs. And I'm just going to come down here. I'm walking along the edge of this wooded area that is this spring. And I'll tell you, we're not going to be able to spot that deer, because if she's in there, and I guarantee you she is now sitting down. We're not going to be able to spot her. And I'm looking. Yeah. Between the trees and the elevation change, there's a deer in there. But I can't see it. I wonder what would happen if we walked up into this lot and went over to the hill and looked down that hill. Do you think she's over there? She very well could be. Okay, so let's, can I climb over this fence? Oh, yes! Yes, I can. Now I'm making so much noise in here that if she's watching me, and she probably is, she is now on high alert. All right, I'm working my way down here. And this lot, this empty lot, ooh, here's an interesting animal path. This empty lot is where they had to build the ramp to get the heavy dredges down into Herrenhaven when they dredged it out. And so, I'm basically walking up to a giant ramp that leads down into Herrenhaven proper. I'm standing on the edge. This is pretty much where that deer was. Oh, this is hilarious. There's a real nice trail right along the edge of this ridge where the animals have been walking. And I see some goosers down there, and I see some ducks way down there. All right. Well, if we're not seeing anything from here, we're not going to see anything at all. So, let's work our way back, because it's time to get out of here. I'm looking at my magical UTC clock, and it's telling me that it is 1957 UTC, which means that this is as good a time as any to start wrapping this up. Boy, some of the blades of grass on these grass plants are very sharp. My shins are being slashed at by little tiny razor blades. I'll probably survive. Maybe I should have worn my long pants. I don't know. So it's back over the split rail fence. And now we got to start walking towards my car, which is about 100 meters away. Parked in the parking lot of the apartment complex. So, yippee. And make sure no cars are coming across the street here. And oh yeah, I forgot I was supposed to go into my routine. Which routine is that, you might be asking? Well, the routine I refer to is the one in which I say you've been listening to another fantastic episode of Budget Nature Expeditions, the Golden Hour Edition. We've been at Herrenhaven, we spotted some deers, some bees, and we had a good old time. It's a little warm out. I'm looking forward to getting back into the cool zone. Stay tuned for the sound show starring DJ Barnacle. He's coming up next. One more thing for me to say, and that is, bye-bye, see you tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Put on a special class of service tone to let her know I'm at a coin vote.